asserting unfair practices by Apple, including limiting the functionality of messaging and apps that aren't Apple.
It really seeks to expose what it describes as Apple's unlawful monopoly over the smartphone market. Basically, they walk us through the entire history of Apple developing the iPhone and then how it basically designed it and all of its apps to exclude competitors from being able to even come up with something that would remotely compete with it.
ABC's Alex Mallon. Apple denies it's a monopoly. In Twin Falls, Idaho, white nationalist Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody. Umfenauer accused of ambushing corrections officers who were transporting Mead back to prison after a medical trip in Boise earlier this week. The United Nations General Assembly approved the first resolution aimed at making sure artificial intelligence isn't the end of all of us. This is ABC News. Shohei Ohtani's people requesting law enforcement to investigate what they call a massive theft of money from the baseball superstar that was initially blamed on Ohtani's longtime friend and interpreter.
Ipe Misuhara, fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers after allegedly stealing $4.5 million to pay off gambling debts. The problem is, that story has changed. At one point, the interpreter saying Ohtani knew about his gambling debts and was helping him pay them.
ABC's Whit Johnson. $977 million in the Mega Millions jackpot for Friday night's drawing. Nevadans drove just across the state line from Reno into California to get tickets. Dreamers abound.
Buy me 1,000 acres of land like in Wyoming and another 1,000 in Alabama because I have some ties there. And since I have all kinds of pilot's licenses, I want to have an airplane.
Odds of winning around 1 in 300 million. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is challenging thousands of signatures in a petition looking to force a recall election against him, while the state Supreme Court is deciding whether the signatures need to come from the maps he was elected on or the state's new legislative maps. Voss says they're short either way. He says that nearly 100 pages of signatures have a litany of errors and should be tossed. A former associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. He was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
That's Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing Wednesday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks hold off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 115-108. Milwaukee jumped out to a 20-point lead early. Doc Rivers.
The first half, the ball was hopping. It was beautiful. And then we kind of went back to that old, hold the ball, no movement style, which we're talented enough to get away with it, but it's not the way you're going to win in the long run. And we had to play ourselves through that, and I thought we did that.
March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Western Kentucky this afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Tyler Kolek back for Marquette after suffering that strained oblique muscle injury. Tonight, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Tip-off time, 8:40. Greg Gard on facing JMU's Terrence Edwards.
He's like some of the guys we've seen in our league, just he can score. I mean, he just knows how to find the bottom of the basket. And he's the MVP of that league for a reason.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory goes into effect in the overnight. We'll see total accumulations across the area between 2 to 5, even 6 inches of snowfall before it's all said and done. Overnight lows in the mid-20s. Afternoon highs Friday in the middle 30s. Currently 26 degrees.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane, Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff, all coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Very busy show coming up today. Next hour, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here with our public service announcement at 11:06. If you have a question for her, you can always email it in. Send it to janesays@civicmedia.us. And then J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is going to join us at 11:33 to talk all things sports, college basketball. It's happening. There's lots of excitement.
I can feel it's palpable, especially in this room. It's so palpable between the two of us.
Absolutely.
College basketball junkies.
And then there's this really weird story about Shohei Ohtani and his
Shohei Ohtani.
That guy. Yes. Same person. His interpreter has been apparently stealing money from him.
Oh boy.
Millions and millions.
What an original idea. What an original story.
It's kind of sad, but we're going to talk to J.R. Radcliffe about that coming up at 11:33. Going to start off though with our statewide Ride into Spring contest. So every weekday through next week at 7, 10, 1, and 3, you have a chance to pick up an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. There is one winner every hour. Again, at 7, 10, 1, and 3. And then everyone, including the winners, are entered to win one of two grand prizes, including a brand new bicycle, a 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat. So here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store. Download the Civic Media app. That will give you access to all of the stations all across the state. So No matter where you're listening, if you're listening in Eau Claire or La Crosse or in Hayward or Richland Center or Amory. On WLAK, you text the word of the hour, and the word is, Greg Bach?
Yes.
Dells.
There it is.
D-E-L-L-S, Dells. Text the word Dells via the Civic Media app, wherever you are listening, across the state of Wisconsin, and then, you do that this hour. You only have to enter once.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can enter once.
Once an hour.
Again, it's 7, Ooh. 10, 1, and 3.
They're coming in.
Oh, good. And, four winners a day, less little overnight stay, and then you get in the running for the grand prize.
Yeah, and folks, while you're out there, we see your text messages coming through. Just drop us a line. Let us know how you're doing, where you're listening from.
We'd love to know where you listen.
You know, you don't have to get into some big discussion with us. You can be like, hey, this is so-and-so from where and where, and we'd love to hear from you because we love to know where the where's and the who's.
I love where and where. It's one of my favorite places. I've also never been in Wisconsin. We're going to start off with a little uh-oh, Rojo.
Rut-row.
Ron Johnson's name came up yesterday. during the hearing about the Bidens and their never-ending search for something that they can hang on them because they haven't found any evidence yet.
I'm sorry, the Biden crime family.
Oh, that's right. I apologize. A former associate of Donald Trump's ex-attorney, Rudy Giuliani, Lev Parnas, worked with Giuliani to try to dig up damaging information in Ukraine on Joe Biden and his son Hunter in the run-up to the 2020 election. That was all to make Biden look bad. So Lev Parnas was there trying to mine some stuff that they could use against him. And Lev Parnas told the panel yesterday that Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and various cohorts of individuals in government and media positions essentially lied to the public. Lev Parnas said accusations of the Bidens being corrupt, the accusations were untrue then, and they're untrue now.
I'm not going to lie. I totally forgot Lev Parnas was a person. And then when we said the name, I forgot. He's like a henchman from Central Casting. He just looks the part. And the fact that now he's like, it was a lie.
Yeah. Big surprise. I believe we have a clip from Mr. Parnas' testimony yesterday. Calvin, if you want to hit that, please.
Everything was for the ultimate benefit of Donald Trump and thereby Vladimir Putin. Because the team's investigations were centered around Biden and Ukraine, I was designated the point person in every matter they pursued. That is how I know with certainty that these Biden stories are untrue then and are untrue now. Congressman Pete Sessions, then Congressman Devin Nunes, Senator Ron Johnson, and many others understood they were pushing a false narrative. The same goes for John Solomon, Sean Hannity, and media personnel, particularly at Fox News, who used this narrative to manipulate the public ahead of the 2020 elections. Sadly, they are still doing this today as we approach the 2024 elections. We cannot separate this conspiracy from the Russian-Ukraine war because Trump has no intention to keep aiding Ukraine. Without the support of the United States and NATO, millions in Ukraine will suffer and die. If we allow Russia to defeat Ukraine, eventually that suffering will reach American shores. Today, I admit my own wrongdoings. I have been a convicted federal election campaign and fraud crimes and served my sentence. I do not hide that from reality. It is part of my truth. Despite rigorous attempts by those in power to silence me, I will be silenced no longer.
Lev Parnas yesterday in a House committee hearing about the alleged Biden crime family.
I just kind of love the way he's just like, this is my truth. I did wrong. I served my time. And now I'm here to tell the truth. I don't know the guy from Adam, but I'm like, go Lev.
Well, and I think it's kind of difficult at this point for the House Republicans to say that his testimony isn't credible because he's a former felon.
Yeah.
When their lead witness, the Smirnoff guy, is now in prison. So if you're going to bring your guy up from prison and say that is acceptable testimony, yes, then I kind of think that has to apply in this case as well.
I mean, there's a ton of other things, too, on this whole impeachment fiasco, which leads, the Democrats know that there's nothing there, and they keep poking at the GOP about it. What was the Florida congressman?
Jared Moskowitz.
Jared Moskowitz said in the committee room, he's like, I'll call for impeachment now. Chair, you can second it, and we can go through this right now. And he did it. And he's like, I'm waiting for you. You can just second this? And they just wouldn't do it. And then we have a clip between Jamie Raskin and
James Comer,
which is very, very interesting and telling about how much water this whole allegation holds. Calvin, can you play that clip?
Investigated.
Well, we Joe impeached Biden. Him. You were invited to impeach Joe
Biden
today.
Are you supporting, are you going to work with me to see that Joe Biden comes and answers these discrepancies? I mean, this is a big deal.
There's no discrepancies. No, there's no evidence at all that he's committed any high crime and misdemeanor. What is it?
In closing, I want to thank our panelists.
What? Wait a minute.
For their important and insightful testimony today.
He just kind of ignored him.
I thought the Biden crime family was full of crime and laptops and crime-filled laptops. And I got to impeach him. Okay, cool. Let's impeach him. For what? I got to go. I have lunch. Lunch is important.
Well, and I think it's also worth reminding folks that Fox News, once Lev Parnas started testifying and brought up all of these connections with the former Trump administration and Russia, Fox cut away.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, oh, this is getting too hot and a little too real. We certainly don't want our audience to see any of this. That would be bad.
As soon as they started naming good old Sean O'Hannity.
Sean.
That is not a good look.
Also, in Lev Parnas' testimony yesterday, quote, Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. It was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress, unquote. A Johnson spokeswoman dismisses this and calls these accusations baseless.
Oh, yes. That doesn't sound like the senior senator from Wisconsin at all. Please.
His references to Ron Johnson centered around the Wisconsin Republicans' investigation with Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley into Hunter Biden's ties to the energy company in Ukraine, Burisma, while Joe Biden, then vice president, was directing U.S. policy toward Ukraine. Johnson's investigation wrapped up in 2020 and did not connect Biden to a crime. There's another Republican from New York who essentially said on the news this morning, there is not enough to impeach. There is no evidence. We have no documentation. It's not there.
All this is showboating, grandstanding, and really allowing us to see they have nothing to do, nothing to stand on, no policies, no bills, no way to even move the country further in their mind. So, like, you know, bills that the GOP champion, they're not even trying to push those through. This is all about trying once again to impeach Biden, which they know they can't do, but that doesn't matter because it wastes time.
It wastes time, and they get to keep putting their narrative in front of people.
Yeah.
Even though, again, there is no there.
No. No.
Morning Joe said this morning that their biggest mistake was actually holding these hearings. Yeah. Because all that's done is laid bare how little they got.
Yes. And
they could have kept talking about it, and they could have kept coming out and talking to the cameras and making these accusations about crimes and just kept those aspersions going. And that probably would have worked more efficiently for them than what they're doing now.
And I also just want to pull up a little piece of history that happened, I think, late last year when Hunter Biden agreed to testify, agreed to be interviewed, be part of the investigation. And he said, I will do it. And I will do it in the open.
I want to do it in public.
And they said, well, you know, our schedule is real busy. We only have closed door sessions. Can you make that? We'll get the information to the people, but we can only do closed. No, I do it in front of people. And that's it. Because they knew as soon as it went open, they were going to look like even bigger fools.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, you can always leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Tom, I see you on the line. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
Wisconsin, the number 5 seed in the South region of this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament. The team's overall big dance record with 10 Sweet 16s and 4 Final Fours. But when did Wisconsin win it all? 2000, 1941, 2015, 1954. The answer coming up. The Badgers are one of only 5 schools to make a trip to the Big Dance in at least 23 of the last 25 years. Duke's been there 24, and Gonzaga, Kansas, and Michigan State 25 in a row. So when did Wisconsin win it all? UW's first and so far only NCAA championship, 1941. Still a winning slice of Wisconsin. And go Badgers! I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call, text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. Talking about the hearing yesterday in Washington surrounding the alleged Biden crime family, and that didn't go necessarily very well for House Republicans. Lev Parnas, who was an associate of Rudy Giuliani, of course, a very close advisor to then-President Trump. Lev Parnas essentially said that all of this dirt alleging, you know, the Bidens were involved in nefarious dealings is a lie. And it came from Russian sources and was pushed by Russian sources. As Parnas said yesterday, he was at the center of this effort to find some dirt. Quote, I was designated the point person in every matter they pursued. He would meet with conservative news outlets and Trump confidants to spread information he says came out of Russia. And he also cited our very own senior senator, Ron Johnson, as being part of this effort to push forward this false information. Johnson's spokesperson says this is full, you know, this is baseless. I want to acknowledge that, you know, at least that's what his side says. But I guess we can all draw our own conclusions. They don't have anything.
No.
They got nothing. Zippo, butkus.
And inside that nothing, like I mentioned before, they not only have nothing as far as allegations, just accusations, they also have no legislation. They have no way of moving this country forward. We every 45 days we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots, and I'm going to include all of them right now, can't come together and put forth a budget. So like, let's just 45 days. No, that's that. You get an extension in college once when someone dies. You don't get extension after extension after extension. You don't get to try to. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
That's I would heartily back that.
That's when you get to impeach them. You get your cartoons.
Get your work done.
Games when your work is done. How about that?
Let's take away all their video games. I love that idea. God. Tom from LA is on the line. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Greg. Or Chris.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, buddy. We the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. What I'd like to say just to all the conservative people and regular, conservative callers and conservative, just general populace, aren't you tired of just being fooled? I mean, let's just go back a little bit in history. You were fooled by Scott Walker, the guy that said that he's going to devise a plan called Divide and Conquer from other Wisconsinites.
He promised 250,000. He promised 250,000 jobs too, Tom.
Absolutely. And the thing is, all he did was divide families. All he did was divide Wisconsinites. All he did was divide Packer and Badger fans. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, I'm from Wisconsin. I believe in this state. And now we're seeing it again. Now you have Ron Johnson, who is a part of this whole scheme. And now you have them actually going to try to do this whole scheme again with Paul Manafort coming back into the picture. Please don't be foolish. Don't vote like for some type of Jill Stein or any of these other people. Vote for Joe Biden. Vote for democracy. Don't vote for authoritarianism. It's not going to be pretty when we have it. And you guys have already seen a part of it with the reduction of unions and the reduction of all the different things that have happened to Wisconsin, because they knew that if they could do it to the good-hearted people of Wisconsin, that they could do it anywhere else in the country. Not because Wisconsin people are gullible, but because Wisconsin people are honest. Wisconsin people are nice. Wisconsin people are there just to help their neighbor. And they thought that if they can poison you with the propaganda that is on the regular corporate media, that they could basically take over not just your state, but the United States.
Yeah.
And I just really hope everyone just gets registered to vote. If you are a staunch Republican, please, we know which way you're going to vote. So pick someone else that's never voted before. Get them registered to vote. Vote, 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 so we don't have an authoritarian dictatorship and we actually have a democracy. Please, and please fight to get money out of politics.
Really appreciate it, Tom. Yep, you're right. I agree with you completely about Wisconsin not being full of good people.
Yeah,
we are good people.
Yeah, and something that you said earlier in the call, Tom, I'm going to expound upon, which is those people who voted for the openings of authoritarianism, people who are you're a MAGA follower, a Trumpster, whatever you want to call yourself. What have you got to show for that support? 4 years. I mean, let's say you jumped in at 2015 to now. What does this country have to show for it? Where's the evidence that it got better? You don't have to love Joe Biden. I'm not even saying you have to vote for Joe Biden, but what I'm asking for is concrete proof from you instead of accusation, lies, laptops, conspiracy theories. Tell me how the country is doing better because of them. And if I can't counter it, seriously, it's always about the economy. We're doing so much better. We're not doing better because of Donald Trump. We're doing better because of Joe Biden and the reaching across the aisle and the bipartisan work that they've all done.
Yes.
So give me an idea of what you've gotten out of this that's tangible, that has helped you, other than some good comeback lines.
Well, and I was going to do this tomorrow, but I think it's worth reminding folks. Remember that big 2017 tax reform bill that Paul Ryan was so very, very excited about? Well, those tax cuts for people like us have expired.
Yep.
You know whose tax cuts have not expired? For the wealthy and corporations. Yeah. I know it's shocking. I know people will be shocked.
Yep.
But those tax cuts are still in place, but just not for the rest of us. And Tom is absolutely right. Wisconsin is going to be critical.
Yes.
Seriously critical in this election. It's going to be tight. That's why we definitely need everyone to vote. We need people to vote in numbers like they have never seen before, so that we don't have to end up where we were with it was rigged and it was stolen and all that baloney.
We can't brag on 66%, people.
No.
We cannot brag on 66%.
We should all be embarrassed by that turnout. It's tragic. All right. News is on the way next. Dr. Kristen Lierley here with our public service announcement at 11:06. If you have a question for her, text it in at 855-75-CIVIC. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Apple is a monopoly in the cell phone arena. Justice suing, asserting unfair practices by Apple, including limiting the functionality of messaging and apps that aren't Apple.
It really seeks to expose what it describes as Apple's unlawful monopoly over the smartphone market. Basically, they walk us through the entire history of Apple developing the iPhone and then how it basically designed it and all of its apps to exclude competitors from being able to even come up with something that would remotely compete with it.
ABC's Alex Mallon. Apple denies it's a monopoly. In Twin Falls, Idaho, white nationalists Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody. Umfenauer accused of ambushing corrections officers who were transporting Mead back to prison after a medical trip in Boise earlier this week. The United Nations General Assembly approved the first resolution aimed at making sure artificial intelligence isn't the end of all of us. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. You'll now know when political ads in Wisconsin use AI. Governor Evers signed a bill requiring disclaimers when the ads have AI-generated content on Thursday. Wisconsin is now the 10th state to require the disclaimers. Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer was one of the authors of the bill. He said that Wisconsin is leading the country in safeguarding elections from AI interference. Governor Evers says Wisconsinites are embracing mental health care, but he only got about 10% of what he asked lawmakers for in the state budget. He says student-led efforts are helping pick up the slack.
I visited several schools over the last 4 years that they have great mental health programming going in some places that you would never expect.
More with Evers on The Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory goes into effect in the overnight. We'll see total accumulations across the area between 2 to 5, even 6 inches of snowfall before it's all said and done. Overnight lows in the mid-20s. Afternoon highs Friday in the middle 30s. Currently 26 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd Alba
here.
Going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Badgers won it! Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
Wisconsin, the number 5 seed in the South region of this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament. The team's overall big dance record with 10 Sweet 16s and 4 Final Fours. But when did Wisconsin win it all? 2000? 1941, 2015, 1954. The answer coming up. The Badgers are one of only 5 schools to make a trip to the Big Dance in at least 23 of the last 25 years. Duke's been there 24, and Gonzaga, Kansas, and Michigan State 25 in a row. So when did Wisconsin win it all? UW's first and so far only NCAA championship, 1941. Still a winning slice of Wisconsin. And go Badgers! I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you for joining us today. Dr. Kristen Lyerly coming in at 11:06 for our public service announcement. And then we're going to talk some sports with J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel coming up at 11:33. Right now, though, it is the 10 o'clock hour, Greg Bach.
Yeah.
And that means you still have time to ride into spring. Our text to win statewide contest. You want to text the word, well, first of all, download the Civic Media app.
Yes, first.
Go to your app store. Download the Civic Media app. It is free, and it's pretty fabulous. For just saying.
Just putting it out there.
I'll just say it's pretty fabulous. And open it up. You want to go to the station that you're listening to. So if you're listening in Oshkosh, that's WISS.
Yep.
If you're listening in La Crosse, that's the Eagle, WLCX, wherever you are. Here in Waukesha, it's WAUK. You go to your station and then hit the text button.
Correct. Yep.
And text in the word DELLS, D-E-L-L-S. The word is DELLS, like Wisconsin DELLS.
I get it now.
Not BELLS, because someone actually texted in BELLS. That's not going to help. So you can text the word DELLS from the Civic Media app before 11 o'clock today. You have a chance to pick up an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. We have one winner for each hour, and then everyone who enters and the winners as well go into one of our two grand prizes, brand new bicycles, a fancy schmancy blender, and a very nice outdoor patio love seat. So again, you have the next 27 minutes, something like that. Until 11 o'clock, text the word DELLS, D-E-L-L-S, on the app. W-A-U-K, if you're listening here in Waukesha, wherever you are listening. And good luck.
And you must participate through the app. You can't just text the word to us.
Yep. And the app is great because, seriously, you can listen to all the stations all across the network. You can catch different shows. If you live outside, outstate, and you want to know what's going on in your hometown, Richland Center, wherever, this gives you a chance to have a little taste of home.
Yeah.
At the same time. All right. We are going to switch gears a little bit and talk about the North Carolina Republican gubernatorial candidate, Mark Robinson.
Oh, he's
something.
He is a pile of human. He is.
Yeah. He was the lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
Now he is running for governor again for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And some of his old comments, as tends to happen, are resurfacing now that he's in the running for this. In August of 2021, then North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson attacked Olympic gymnast Simone Biles.
Obviously, Simone Biles came at him with some poisonous words or a physical attack of some sort. I'm almost assuming that it was justified in what he said.
He was referring to the fact that she pulled herself out of competition because she couldn't tell up from down. And when you're a gymnast launching yourself, I don't know, over a 4-inch wooden beam, orientation is kind of important. So you don't, I don't know, land on your head.
Yeah.
And break your neck.
Yeah.
And she admitted that she was having some mental health issues.
Good on her for taking the steps.
Apparently not, according to then Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. That makes her weak.
Oh, she's weak.
She's weak.
She's weak. Okay. Jane, it's too bad that it's just me and you talking about this and that we don't have some sort of audio proof to back up what you're saying. It's a shame that that doesn't exist in this moment right now.
I think it does.
It does?
Let's play that clip, Kelvin.
Whenever I think about being worn out, being tired, you know, somebody can get this on the phone and it probably end up on Facebook. But I ain't no little weak gymnast that quits when you're going to get stuck. My generation is cutting on the death of cloth. Y'all don't quit when you're going to get stuck. Been plenty of times when I've been in the car, tired, dog tired.
You see, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not like somebody out there flipping around on TV on some monkey bars out there trying to get a gold medal for myself. I'm doing this for a bigger cause. I'm doing this for this state. I'm doing it for this nation. I'm doing this for my grandchildren and their children. So they can have the kind of life that I have, a life of freedom.
I ain't no little weak gymnast that quits when the going gets tough.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So a few things there, Mark, and I hope you're listening.
Okay.
First of all, you got to know the story of Mark Robinson, and I will tell it very quickly. He's a guy who just rose to fame in the Republican Party quick because he went on Facebook, and he admits to doing this, saying the most out of the mind crazy things to get attention, clicks, and interest. He admits to that.
So he was a troll.
He was a troll.
He just posting egregious yes. things to get attention.
When you listen to that, and more so when you watch the video, he says right there, and I know what I'm going to say is going to be put on Facebook, he looks directly into the camera and raises his eyebrow. So he either, in my opinion, he either A, planted that person, or B, knew exactly what he was doing by saying those words, because he likes the attention. He likes saying, and then he launches into saying that Simone Biles, a multi-award Olympic gold, silver.
Arguably one of the most successful Olympians in history.
Probably the best gymnast alive right now. She's weak because A, she was looking after her health, and B, looking after her mental health. I would love to have Miss Biles in this room right now, or Mrs. Jones, however, or Mrs. Owens.
Mrs. Owens.
Yeah. However she wants to be referred to. I'd love to ask her if she could give me 10 examples of when she wanted to quit. Because I'll guarantee you there were plenty of times when she didn't want to go to practice. Plenty of times she didn't want to stay home and get rest. Plenty of times she wanted to eat whatever she wanted to eat. Plenty of times where she just wanted to stop. And guess what she didn't do? She didn't stop. And she is rewarded for that. And she is an elite athlete for that. And Mark Robinson is nowhere near as good as she is in so many respects.
Not in his mind. Quote, my generation is cut from a different cloth that I don't quit when the going gets tough. Been plenty of times when I've been in the car, tired, dog tired. Well, turn around and go back home. You see, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not like somebody out there flipping around on TV on some monkey bars out there trying to get a gold medal for myself.
Last time I checked, the Olympics are a way to represent your country,
yes.
your pride. The people bring a sense of morale to the populace. Also, I'm tired. I couldn't possibly get out of my car and walk up to that podium and make a speech. That's definitely the same thing as being a world-class gymnast. Also, Mark Robinson, let's see, that was 2021. That was mm-hmm. 3 years ago. He was 52 when he gave that speech. He is Generation X. Cut from the same cloth. We are of the same generation, sir. I remember growing up having people, the boomers and above them, the greatest generation and the depression generation, calling us lazy, weak, entitled, and stupid. So don't tell me you are cut from the same cloth, sir.
And what I find really disturbing about this, and you and I were talking about this before the show started, is the indirect insult to people who are having mental health problems.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
It's just, the woman admitted that she was having issues and she sought help for it.
Yes.
And I think by her coming forward and doing that, because she's such a role model, especially yeah. for young women, that helps.
Yeah.
That helps bring attention to, it can happen to me. It can happen to you. Mm-hmm. It's not a shameful thing.
No.
To seek help if you're having a mental health crisis.
She didn't quit. She took a break and she healed herself and she got back up and she started doing it again. And you know what, Mr. Robinson, something I deeply resent by your words. I'm talking about like he's on the phone right now. I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that. Something that I deeply resent by his words is we have, as far as men go and men of color, a huge mental health crisis. We commit suicide in disturbing amounts because we do not know how. We were not taught how to express ourselves. We were not taught to accept mental illness or just even feeling depressed as something that isn't against the code of manliness.
That's right.
So you getting up on stage and saying, I am not weak-willed because I can give a speech and she's weak-willed, shame on you for doing that because you know what? Your words reverberate with some people and some of those people might say to themselves, well, if Mark Robinson can do it, I can, and I will take my problems, I will stuff them down, and I will just keep going. And you know what that does? Only makes it worse.
You're so right, Greg. You absolutely are. It's, we know mental health is a crisis in this country.
Yes.
And it's being addressed. I mean, Governor Evers tried last year calling it the year of mental health.
Yeah.
And shaming people who reach out for help is shameful.
Yeah.
And like you said, especially for men, I love men. I have many men in my life, and I feel for you guys that you have these unfair expectations of always being even keeled and always being okay, and you're always all right. No one is always all right.
No.
No one.
No.
Rob from Port Edwards is on the line. Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Thanks for listening to me. I'm listening up to you. Good show.
Thank you very much.
It was a zero-sum game. This gentleman bloviating against Simone Biles. It's rude, obnoxious, and the guy's out of line. But if I'm not mistaken, Simone Biles was part of that group of gymnasts that was affected by that sexual predator, the team doctor or what have you. Forgive me if I'm mistaken.
Larry Nassar is who you're talking about. Yep.
Yep. And because of that, my ex-wife, three of my daughters, one of my granddaughters have all suffered through incredible sexual tragedy. And it's simply that. And to say that, oh, just get over it. You should be just tough. And you know, you're an athlete, so it's no big deal. Get real. It's all kinds of wrong. They don't get it.
No, he really doesn't. And Rob, too, again, I think this is such a terrible message, especially like Greg said, for men, because men have issues, too. And if you're told that's not manly, that's not good for you.
No, that's the reason why we have such hard times dealing with abuse comes from many places. And one of the places they come from is untreated mental health issues. And sometimes men, the only way we know how to express ourselves is through violence, whether it's words or actions. And maybe if we said to ourselves, maybe we said as a society, hey, what's going on? What's wrong? Let's talk. And by the way, I mean this for everybody too, but I'm a man and I know the group it affects. His words aren't just cheeky and you know, I'm just trying to say something to be, whatever. No, your words have consequences, and shame on you. And Rob is correct. She was
among those.
Yeah. So,
and that was Larry Nassar was that gymnastics coach. Anyway, I'm sure Simone Biles doesn't even know this is going on, and I'm sure she probably doesn't care. Again, this is from 2021. She seems to be doing just fine.
Yeah.
I think she's doing just fine for herself.
She's living life, and she looks so, when she was in Wisconsin.
What a joyful person.
Exactly. And,
right?
Yeah, and that's the kind of joy that comes from taking care of yourself. You can only love others when you love yourself, and she seems to do that, and she seems to spread that love everywhere. And Mark Robinson spreads crap.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Woo!
Cleansing breath, Greg Bach. A cleansing breath.
Amory.
There you go. All right. When we return, she's going on the road, and we'll tell you where she's going to be. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Badgers win it! Where do they dig in defensively tonight?
Wisconsin, the number 5 seed in the South region of this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament. The team's overall big dance record with 10 Sweet 16s and 4 Final Fours. But when did Wisconsin win it all? 2000? 1941, 2015, 1954. The answer coming up. The Badgers are one of only 5 schools to make a trip to the Big Dance in at least 23 of the last 25 years. Duke's been there 24, and Gonzaga, Kansas, and Michigan State 25 in a row. So when did Wisconsin win it all? UW's first and so far only NCAA championship, 1941. Still a winning slice of Wisconsin. And go Badgers! I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Good morning. Welcome to the sing-along. It's Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. We're coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Give us a call at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. You still have 9 minutes to text the word from our app. Text the word DELLS, D-E-L-L-S, to wherever you are listening to your Civic Media across the state of Wisconsin. Download the Civic Media app and then go to either WAUK or WLCX or WISS. Hit the text line and text the word DELLS, D-E-L-L-S. Then you will be in the drawing for an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort. 4 winners every day, 1 winner an hour. Mm-hmm. And then everybody going to go and have a chance at one of 2 grand prizes, which includes bicycles and this fancy schmancy blender.
3-in-1.
I know. I'm excited. And this outdoor, nice outdoor love seat as well. So again, you have until 11 o'clock. Your next chance will be in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba and then in the 3 o'clock hour with Maggie Dawn. I did want to share a text that we got. Mike from Green Bay here listening on WGBW. I listen all the time and I just downloaded the app. Thank you so much, Mike. We really, really appreciate it. As we've always said, the Civic Media app, while it won't probably change the course of your life, it shouldn't make it worse.
But now that they can win fabulous prizes.
They can win fabulous prizes.
An overnight at the Chula Vista Resort, and then maybe they're hanging out at a restaurant there, and they're like, they meet someone, like, oh my gosh, you're really cute. And they're like, oh my God, you're really cute. And then they kiss, and then they get married, and then they discover like a new element on the periodic table. So really, when it comes down to it, is it impossible? No. Improbable? Yes. But the Civic Media app could change your life.
It has the potential. It has the potential. All right. She's going on the road. Senator Tammy Baldwin is hitting the road. She's calling it her Tammy's Dairyland Tour. So next week from Monday the 25th to Friday the 29th, Senator Baldwin will be on a 5-day statewide tour highlighting the issues at the heart of communities across Wisconsin. This is from a press release from the senator. On the tour, I'm meeting with Wisconsinites from red, blue, and purple rural, urban, and suburban communities to listen to them and hear about the issues that matter most to their families. With so much at stake this year, Wisconsinites have my word. I'm going to keep working hard to move Wisconsin and our country forward. In all, it's going to be 19 different counties.
Oh, boy.
So Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland, Oneida, Lincoln, Wood, Marathon. It's going to be a busy week.
It is a marathon.
Wapaka, Outagamie, Winnebago, Dodge, Jefferson, Green, Richland, Vernon, La Crosse, Juneau, Sauk, and Columbia counties.
Well, that's getting out there in the... It's getting out there.
It's getting out there.
Nowhere
absolutely.
Near us.
No, nowhere near us.
But man! That's,
we will hopefully have the senator on one of these days. But if... I highly encourage you, if you can, to get out. And at least Senator Baldwin actually spends time in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And actually visits communities in Wisconsin. as opposed to Senator Johnson, who I saw this morning again on, it wasn't Fox, but it was One America News. He's all over TV.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time he's actually talked to any constituents. He does spend a lot of time in Florida.
Well, I mean, and when he does talk to constituents, I've seen him just berate them and make fun of them and never say anything of real, you know, consequence anyways. Usually when he's speaking, it's nothing worth listening to.
Well, with the latest news that that came out yesterday about Senator Johnson's alleged involvement in pushing forward Russian disinformation about the Biden crime family, I highly doubt he's going to be talking to anybody in his neighborhood anytime soon.
Rut-row. Also, you know, another thing you do when you are a senator in Wisconsin, you travel around. I was sent ahead of time. Just, I didn't know if I told you this. I was sent ahead of time itineraries for everything she's doing while she's here. Nowhere on here does it say jumping in a lake.
No.
Throwing an axe.
Oh.
Or bloviating with stupidity over how to lower prices in this country. Because she's not a business person.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Eric Hovde.
I kind of figured that was some pointed comments.
Yeah.
I suppose this is as good a time as any. We could run that totally real and completely legitimate attack ad against Senator Baldwin. Completely legitimate. In case you haven't had a chance to hear it, Calvin, why don't we take a listen?
What has Senator Tammy Baldwin done to Wisconsin? Let's take a look at her record. Last year, Senator Baldwin helped lower the cost of insulin for Wisconsin seniors. Shocking? Oh, yes. A $35 cap on out-of-pocket costs for senior citizens on Medicare? And there's more. Tammy Baldwin brought home $200 million to fight for clean drinking water for everyone and is helping build actual bridges in Wisconsin by securing over $3 billion through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Is this what the people of Wisconsin want? A radical socialist, communist, Marxist, liberal, feminist in a caravan? A lawmaker doing actual work on your behalf? We know better. So vote for the California guy running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. She needs to stop getting things done for Wisconsin. You guys, this is actual good stuff. Did you? Whatever. Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
That's a tough, tough attack, Ed.
I will tell the people listening, though, when we were given this ad, we had to go to a garage.
At midnight.
At midnight, and someone slid it through, and a VHS copy, too, which is very hard to transfer to digital.
It was tough.
But we wanted to get this to the people, and we thank you, stranger in the night, smoking a tiny cigarette. Just, there you go.
We're wearing sunglasses, too. Yeah. It was so odd. All right. Just a reminder, and we've had a couple of emails about this, and a couple of people have asked about these referendum that are going to be on the ballot on April 2nd. And we're going to have Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters is going to join us next Tuesday at 11:33 to explain what these referendum are, what it would mean going forward. And again, if you ever have a question or something you want us to address, this actually came through an email at Jane Says. So just shoot us an email anytime at Jane Says, JaneSays, at civicmedia.us. News is coming up next, and then Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here with our public service announcement. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Tune in Friday for a Snowmageddon edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll air your grievances. Tune in across the Civic Media Network 4 to 6.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1 minute.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.